The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello. Happy Wednesday, guys. Oh, my goodness. It's the first episode of 2023. And I really hope I got that right. I completely forgot that when I did my last podcast episode, I didn't wish you guys a happy holidays and stuff. I didn't even realize that the new year was about to begin. So I do apologize for that, but I'm feeling very good, very refreshed. Okay. You know, I do my little updates. So I was in Jersey with Hale, and it was just such a refreshing visit. I feel like every time I go there, I'm like, oh, I had so much fun. I had so much fun. And that's clearly, honestly, what it is, because my idea of fun this time is that I slept so much, and Hale literally is a very, very early riser. Like, she can function really well off of like little sleep, and I can't. And here's why it's significant that I'm mentioning this. So I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys before last year, but I was having extreme difficulty sleeping, and I have never experienced this level of insomnia before, nor have I ever experienced insomnia before. I was not going to bed, guys, until 5 a.m., 6 a.m., like literally till the next morning. And it wasn't even that I was keeping myself up. It was that I literally would not get tired until 5 a.m. And it began to become like a daily thing, which, because I work from home and I work for myself, yeah, you can argue of, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. You don't have anywhere to be. But there's something to be said. It just feels so unhealthy to be going to sleep literally when people are waking up to go to work. It's a way different feeling than waking up at 10 a.m. or something. It is a way different feeling. Like, going to bed at that hour completely changes. It feels like it changes you on a DNA level. Like, that is literally what it feels like. That's the best way I can articulate it. And I was truly miserable because, obviously, at the very minimum, if you're going to bed at 5, getting 5 hours of sleep, you're waking up at 10. It's 2 more hours, you're waking up at noon. It was just so frustrating for me. And I had no idea why this was happening. I mean, I know I experienced a lot of things last year, but to me, it was like, I'm feeling fine, so I don't understand where that's coming from. And first night that I got to Jersey, Hale and I went to bed at like 7 a.m. Well, she went to bed at 7 a.m. I went to bed at 8 a.m. I started reading because I still was not tired. I don't know why. And then ever since that night, I don't know what happened. It was just so cozy, like, she always makes me feel so at home and everything. And her and I ended up going to bed every night after, like, pretty much before 1 a.m. And it was so recharging. I don't even think she understands. Like,
it was so refreshing and recharging to where I came back home and I was so invigorated. Like, my schedule is back intact. I'm going to bed before like midnight. And even honestly, going to bed before like 2 a.m. is doable. But like going to bed at 5, 6 is not something that makes sense at all in any scope of life. It just doesn't make sense. And it was just, if there's one thing I could say that I took away from that, was that I came back feeling so rejuvenated and so refreshed and so grateful that for whatever reason, going there and having that little getaway was such a blessing for me, because I now have my sleeping pattern is regulated again. And I guess this thing can only be appreciated once it's experienced, because truthfully, if you never experienced that level of insomnia, and I hope you don't, you won't realize what you've taken for granted. I have always been someone in the past that I would sleep all the time. I could sleep through anything. Well, maybe not through everything. I'm a light sleeper, but I can sleep at any given moment multiple times a day and still sleep very peacefully at night. Like, it's very easy for me to go to sleep. So to experience that was horrific. So that was that. But I had an amazing New Year's. I spent it in church and I just had such a good first week of January. So I ended up coming back. Life started for me this week, pretty much. So I came back, hit the ground running. I actually, instead of buying a digital planner this time, I actually made my own in Canva. So I am experimenting with that, because you guys know organization and digital planning is something that I am very, very passionate about. So I would love to create something in the near future where I can have that for you guys to purchase, because it has been such a huge help for me in my life, digital planning, and really just, yeah, hugely beneficial. So I started that and I felt like today I was super on task, really, really happy, hitting the ground running. It was a very productive day for me, which of course feels super gratifying. And so that is the little update. And today I felt very led to talk about the subject of daily reminders. You know, it's still first month of January, and I know that it's like a rite of passage where people are like, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym, I'm going to start doing this, and they're activating, I guess, all of their New Year's resolutions. Now, I want to share some things that I find to be very important daily reminders as we are officially in 2023. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this year already feels inexplicably abundant and very, very different. 2022 was extremely transformative for me, and I have this fire and this, oh my gosh, I can't even explain it. Just such an amazing, like an optimistic, balanced and wise, I guess, perception of how this, an intuitive feeling, honestly, of how this year is going to be for me personally. And I am so grateful. It feels like, oh, everything that I've experienced until this very point was worth it. So I'm super grateful for that. So we're just going to start with, in no particular order, daily reminders that I think are hugely important for all of you guys, including myself, to keep in mind in this new year. Number one, people's perception of you is a reflection of themselves. I don't know how many times I could reiterate this, but it is so true. And I have this quote further along, so you'll probably hear me mention it again. But there's a quote that I love that says, I forgive you for treating me the way that you felt about yourself. And people don't realize the gravity of that statement, that it is so true. Like, people can drag you into their own whatever. And what made me think of this is I'm watching, what is the show called? Bling Empire. And again, this is just my perception, where this guy named Kevin was I guess he wanted to date one of the girls. I don't remember what her name is. And I'm just going to call her Sarah. He wanted to date Sarah. She was never really interested in him like that. She also told him to take a lie detector test at one point, in which he passed, but she ironically enough failed. But I think the one part that she did tell the truth about was in the fact that she didn't really have feelings for him. And you can tell, being objective, that she never really had feelings for him. He was the one that was kind of pushing it. And also, Kevin, at least his persona on the show is that he has a bit of a troubled past. He is an alcoholic. He, you know, has been sober for a certain amount of years. And so he just is struggling a little bit. And you can just tell, like, he's just not that girl's type. And plus, they have a friendship prior to that. Fast forward, they tried to date, didn't really work out. And then he randomly decides to start trying to make an attempt to hit on her, like, spiritual teacher, which she introduced to the group. And he finds himself saying he feels like she's being manipulative, because why can't she just be happy for him? And it's like, wait, huh? What do you mean I can't be happy for you? The reason why I'm bringing that up for context is because principally people like Kevin, who are very problematic, they find ways to drag you into something. So they'll be thinking things in their head, and then they have you in their play, in their and movie, in their heads, and they think that you're doing what they're thinking. That it's just like a complete, it's just something that you're not a part of, but they think that you are. It's very interesting. So Kevin finds himself trying to project, oh, you're being manipulative, all these different things onto Sarah. And she's like, listen, bro, do you? Honestly, it doesn't matter. All I was saying is I think it's very weird that the person I introduce into the group, you decide you want to start dating. It's so weird. Like, it's almost like his preference is his friends. He can't find anyone else. It's very weird. So they drop that. Fast forward, they end up, all of the group of friends decide to go to a dinner together, and Sarah brings a guy who she is interested in. Kevin's all upset. I just think it's funny how you told me that I can't bring your spiritual teacher around, but you're bringing this guy around. And I remember looking at my mom and thinking, this guy is so problematic. I can't believe him, that he somehow is making some sort of uncorrelated correlation to the fact that, oh, you can bring someone here. You're bringing this guy who, to my knowledge so far, he has no idea who this man even is. And he somehow thinks that that's the same playing ground. It's not. So he says that she's being manipulative and all these different things because she's bringing a guy around, but she just doesn't want to see him be happy. Like, this is what he's twisting and turning in his head. I'm sure we've encountered people like this, unfortunately, where it's like whatever they're thinking in their head is the narrative, unfortunately. And it's just doing its own spin, okay, down the Appalachian Mountains, and it's without your consent. Let people die on that hill alone, because no. Mm-mm. Anyways, next. Yeah. Oh, wow. That leads me to my next point. If people are always twisting your words, you're always having to explain yourself and justify things, just drop it. Because oftentimes when it's a situation like that, it's just because there's something going on with them personally and they're trying to drag you into it, whether they are aware of the fact that they're doing that or not. Next, your mistakes do not define you. I want you guys to remember this, because you have to be okay, especially if you are someone that is an aspiring influencer or you want some sort of platform or anything. You have to be okay, even if you don't, with making mistakes and being talked about and not letting whatever people say about you or to you permeate in such a way that it's making you redefine your character or feel like you have to redefine your character. This is so important, because when you're in a very sensitive space, you're very impressionable. People that mean well for you will say things that can be hurtful. You know, it can come from anyone. It can come from you know, especially, let's just give an example. I remember a long time ago, before I started like having a platform and social media, I remember one of my friends, and she still is in my life because it's not that big of a deal to me. I understand where she's coming from, and she is someone that I genuinely do love. But let's just say, if it wasn't the case, all right, that would be different. But that's not my case, luckily. So I remember her saying to me, well, I understand you want to do this with social media, yada, yada, but why don't you just get like a big girl job? And I understand she could have said it maybe in a different way, but I knew her from her perception. She has no idea about the social media space. She's just thinking, okay, well, you have to do something in the meantime. So what are you going to do? Because why don't you just work on your YouTube stuff after you get home from work or whatever? She just didn't get it. So at the time, I'm not someone that gets easily offended. So even in the moment, I wasn't really even up in arms about it. I just automatically knew, okay, she doesn't get it. Like, there's no way that as long as I've known her that she would just say this to me because she hates my guts. Like, I could tell the place in which she was coming from. That's the difference. So when everything ended up working out for me, luckily, she was there and she got to witness, like, oh, wow, like, everything did end up working out for you. My point to you is that people that love you and care for you will offer you their advice because they genuinely think that what they're saying is best for you. And only you and God knows what is best for you, for the most part. So sometimes when you have big dreams and people are, they, because of their own projections and things like that, because that is what it is, and because they care for you and they think they're protecting you and helping you, they will say things that can easily get very discouraging. So it is your job to make sure that you are not constantly being a sounding board and absorbing all of the things and opinions of people. If you know that every time you talk about your dreams and the things you want to do in life, that you have a friend or maybe your parents, they're not supportive, why would you keep subjecting yourself to that criticism or those suggestions when you know that it's just going to upset you? So that the people that care for you, they can plant doubt in your head, even though they may mean well. And then on the flip side of that, you have people, of course, that don't mean you well. And I don't even have to go into explaining that. But it's so easy to allow those doubts and those suggestions to literally alter your perception and your belief in yourself, which is super important. And I've been on the receiving end of this myself in the past, where it's like, you ever have a conversation with someone and as soon as you leave, you have like a completely different mindset about things. Like, maybe I should try this. Maybe I should try that and that. And then you're like, wait a second. No. Wait, why am I even thinking this way right now when I knew that I know that's not something I want to do? You know, like, let's say your friend suggests to you, oh, why don't you join the nursing program? Why don't you do this and do that in the meantime so you could get this, da, 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 da. That's not your journey. Are they saying something wrong? No, but that's not your journey. Your journey is your journey. That's what you have to keep in mind. So yeah, you have to just let things roll off of your back. So here you are, knowing that you want to be a writer or a content creator, and you're at home trying to contemplate on whether or not you should apply for med school. What is going on? Please stop. Next, to be happy, you have to be harder to offend. You do. And this leads me to that quote that I was saying earlier, where it's like, I forgive you for treating me the way that you felt about yourself, because that's what it boils down to a lot of the times. It's not separate. Trust me. And being harder to offend just shows a higher level of intelligence, emotional intelligence. Okay, let me be very clear. And understanding that a lot of people's perceptions and things like that of you has a lot to do with their own self-perceptions and the reflections of how they feel about themselves. Direct correlation. Now, there was a quote that I read in a Brianna Wiest book called The Mountain Is You that I love, where she talks about like confirmation bias and things like that. And a lot of the times we tend to think that what we're seeing all the time or what we're feeling and not intuitively, but just like emotionally, because there's a difference, is, you know, the actual reality. And I've said this in the past, that your feelings are valid, but they are not always real. Here's what I mean. If we know that where attention goes, energy flows, this is a direct correlation. There's a direct correlation between that statement and confirmation bias, right? So here's what she writes. Our brains are literally working to filter out information that does not support our pre-existing ideas, and then to draw our attention to information that does. That means that we are subject to confirmation bias, which is literally to seek out and sort through stimuli that supports what we want to think. Think about this. If we want to think something, oh, this girl doesn't like me. She was looking at my shoes, and why are you looking at me? All these different things. So you just have it in your head. Oh, like, I can't stand her. Like, she always is looking at my shoes. You have no idea what's going on in this person's head. They're just looking at your shoes, whatever. This is a very, not the best example, but you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. And here you go. You have a whole storyline. Oh, I went to the bathroom and she didn't even hold the door for me as I was going. Mind you, the girl was wiping her hands dry. You guys walked in at the same time and she didn't need to hold the door open for you because you guys walked in. She was walking out. You were walking in at the same time. Like, you walked right in. Here you go. Confirmation bias. Oh, see, wow, like, I knew it. Like, I knew she had attitude problem, all these different things. It's like you're just spiraling with your own thoughts and creating a storyline that doesn't exist because it's confirmation bias. That's it. Another thing I want to mention, that what you believe subconsciously and consciously will absolutely dictate your reality. Oh, I don't trust people. Cool. Well, that's your reality. You claimed it. Oh, I never win anything. Okay, cool. Yep, that's your reality. Oh my gosh, I always have trouble making friends. People are so fake. Okay, cool. That's going to be your reality. Enough. It's 2023. Enough of the patterns. We don't want to hear it anymore. We don't want to hear how, oh, this always happens to me. Enough. We're in a brand new month, a brand new year. Hit restart, activate, please. Okay? Enough. That leads me to, happy people don't do certain things. And you guys know, I've said this 1 million times, which directly corresponds with the fact that misery loves company. That's why in a friend group, you know the friend to go to be messy, or the person to go to, or acquaintance to be messy. You know the acquaintance to go to, or the friend to go to for sound advice. You know the person to go to if you want to talk about someone and whatever, kiki with them, because you know that what type of time that person's going to be on. You know. So you know the person that is always willing to, you know, relish at the sight of problems and be willing to talk about it with you and just like become each other's sounding boards and complain about life all day. You know those people. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Enough. Okay. Happy people don't engage in certain behavior, in certain behaviors. They do not speak in a certain way. They just don't. And miserable people, they want to feel like they're not the only one. Oh, wow. Like, there's a difference between, wow, I really thought I was alone in this, versus, girl, like, yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one, because, wow, like, it's just nice to know that I don't have these issues too. It's like, wait a second. Why does it sound like you're kind of happy that at my struggle right now? This is very, very weird. Okay? And this reminds me, another daily reminder. If you tell someone only bad things about another person, it's not their fault for not liking that person you're talking about. You made that person dislike that individual. Please take accountability for that. Like, if you only have negative things to share, now this goes on both sides of the coin, for friendships and even think about romantic relationships. Ladies, okay? Think about this. You're telling your friends all the bad things that happen in you with you and your man, but you never talk about the good stuff. So your friends, because they love you and care for you, are not going to be particularly fond of the person that you shared information about, your man. They're not going to be fond of him. But then you're the one constantly going back, and when things are great, we don't really hear from you. When things are bad, you want to spill everything out. And then you get mad when questions are asked about him or whatever, because you all of a sudden feel like everyone needs to mind their own business when you're the one that shared your business. So it wouldn't be your friend's fault for disliking someone who's hurting the person they care about when you've only ever shared negative things about them. Same goes for friendships. If you only have negative things to say about someone, of course you can easily convince someone to not like another person. Duh. So think about that, okay? I saw this quote on Pinterest, I think, and it says, "You can't solve emotion with logic, and you can't solve logic with emotion." Honestly, so simple yet profound. And I love that. Now, I've mentioned this, I think, in my last podcast episode, but this goes without saying, you become the company that you keep. Yeah, you do. And again, you will start to gain more of an understanding of this the older that you become. I'm in my late 20s. You absolutely become the company you keep. Bad company corrupts good morals. There is no such thing as it being separate. And I think when you're younger and you're trying to find your tribe, you're around a lot of different people, right? So you don't think, because I remember when I was younger too, I did not see any correlation. I thought, so just because my friends do something doesn't mean I'm going to do it. And sometimes that still may be true. I mean, your friends and can have different personalities and things like that than you, but the principle and the foundation that brings you guys together to connect is could be your integrity, your ambition, your faith, just having good morals and values. Those are things that are foundational that, despite having slightly different personalities, bring you together. So yeah, you are absolutely the company that you keep. You can't sit here and tell me that that's, oh, just because my girl's doing this doesn't mean I'm going to be doing that eventually. Like, no, like there is some sort of correlation that's going to be there, especially if someone is engaging in negative behavior patterns. And that's actually what I'm specifically talking about. You can't hang out with someone that's always complaining every 5 seconds and not expect to that behavior to bleed off onto you. It absolutely will. And one of the things that I love is that I came to the realization about is stop complaining about the things that you're tolerating. Listen to that again. Stop complaining about the things that you are tolerating. Because at the end of the day, whatever situation that you are tolerating, that you're constantly complaining about, after a certain age, sympathy dissipates. We don't feel bad for you. You should know better. You have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. And again, like, the best example I could give is in romantic dynamics. Oh, he doesn't do this for me. He doesn't do that. And it's weird to, it's very high school to watch someone you know and care about and love have all these issues that they are vocalizing to you, and they're choosing to make that mistake consciously over and over and over again, you're naturally going to feel like, okay, this is like a losing battle right here. And so you find yourself either, one, distancing yourself from that person, or there might be a blow up because you feel like, I don't understand. Like, I really care for you. I want, you know, the best for you. And it's a very slippery slope when it pertains to, you know, having such a strong opinion about your friends' relationships and things like that. My number one advice is it's always best to mind your business. You can mention something here or there, as long as it's not compromising their actual health and safety, but you can't always, again, discern what the situation is for yourself. You can't just throw away your friends because they're making poor choices in relationships, you know? You just can't do that all the time, because we've all been there, we've all done that, but you just have to learn to completely separate yourself. And the best thing to do as a plan of action would be maybe just give it some distance until that situation is done. And then you won't have to feel this, you know, so invested, like you got to step in. Because if you think about that mentality, is that no different than our parents telling us when we were teenagers, don't do this, like don't stay out late, super late at night. I don't want you to go into this party. I don't want you to go to this person's house. They're doing that because they want to protect us. And you're just going along anyway, and maybe something happens or something almost happens and you're just like, wow, glad it didn't happen to me. But then you go and make the same mistake over and over again, and maybe something does happen, or maybe something happens to someone that you care about, your friend and things like that. And again, like life is, especially when you're growing up, it's very easy to be very traumatized because you're super impressionable, especially when you're in high school. So when I bring up the parent example as context, it's because it's no different than you trying to dictate to your friend, I know what's best for you, so I'm going to, it's like your parent saying, oh, I'm going to remove your cell phone because I don't want you to be able to contact your friends to keep going out and partying. So as it pertains to the example I was giving prior, it's, oh, I'm going to cut you off completely, never speak to you again, because you won't let go of that guy. You know, again, discern what is the right plan of action for you. But usually distance helps, and like an honest and open conversation. And that reminds me, too, of communication and conversations, right? If you have an issue with anyone in your life, I promise you it is always worth it to have a conversation. Now, I understand not everyone is capable of having adult conversations, so you're going to have to also discern that as well. However, that should show you whether or not that person is emotionally mature, and that should also tell you where that person stands in your life. Nobody in 2023 especially should find themselves, you know, scared to mention something to someone or anything, because I promise you it's a conversation worth having, no matter how, you know, uncomfortable and weird and just, you know, it's, I promise you, because people that are super unapproachable, why would you even want people like that in their life, in your life? And if that is the case, then you have to make a decision. Either you're going to sit there and go stir crazy in your head about having all these feelings, you know, about someone and not mentioning it to them, and then that boiling over and just tolerating what you permit, you promote, and you are enabling the behavior. And then that's where sometimes people feel blindsided by, wait, why is all this coming up right now? I'm confused. And it's because some people are very guilty of letting things go way too far, and then they want to come back and resurface with a long list of, well, I feel like you, January of 2017, you did this and then you said that. And it's like, first of all, cut it out, please. Like, We are adults now. If something bothers you, I promise you it's always best to bring it up immediately, no matter how uncomfortable, because I promise you it's not going to feel any more comfortable bringing it up later. Oh, I promise you that. Have the difficult conversations because they are always going to be worth it. And you will know where you stand with that person. You will know if you can approach that person again. You will know if you can be truthful with that person. You will know whether or not that person truly is your friend and cares for you in difficult moments. That's what truly shows friendship and relationship and intimacy, emotional intimacy. That is where that is proven. Please keep that in mind. And almost before we go, I want to talk about what has gone very viral pretty much on TikTok. My TikTok, the one that has the most views, is when I talked about divine separation. It is now a brand new year. You are not stuck. You're scared. You're scared to leave that relationship. You don't know what's going to happen if you just cut it off. This holiday's coming up. You don't want to be alone for Valentine's Day. Again, if you think about the list of things that you're even thinking, you're really going to sacrifice your mental sanity, your feelings in this new year? Ugh. Girl, I know you're not about to sit here and make a decision like that. Please stop it right now. Stop it right now. Please. If you are feeling like you're finding yourself in a situation where something just is not right, it's because it isn't. Okay, when you're feeling that intuitively, it is not something to be ignored. Everything is going to cost you something. And the nerve of some of us to be walking into the new year with the same old, same old. I mean, Okay, it's not worth it. Next thing you know, you're going to be 6 months into the new year and stuck in the same position. And then have the nerve to cry wolf and play victim of, oh my gosh, I knew I should have not done this, but you know, like I love him, da da da. Okay, and? You think plenty of people that have broken up in the past didn't love the people that they were with? Okay, and? But if you know that something isn't right, if you know that you have to separate yourself, why are you just ignoring that? So you're really just gonna sign up already for the rest of the year. When you do things that are out of alignment, more things that are out of alignment are going to attract themselves to you. It's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. So that leads me to my last daily reminder. It's 2023. Enough of the same old patterns. If you are someone that's saying, oh man, I don't know why this keeps happening to me. Like it's giving victim, it's giving weak. And you're neither of those things. You have to make a decision to be like, all right, it has to stop someday, some way. Might as well do it now because it's going to be no scarier or different feeling today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. The only difference is you're going to be digging your heels way more deeper the longer that you hold things off. Don't do it to yourself. Do not. You know that you have a fresh start. Take the jump. Take the leap. And you're going to find that that momentum, that strength that you've cultivated to drop things that you know you're being separated from, it's going to literally be the catalyst into you doing the things that you need to do. It takes sacrifice of certain things, old patterns, old things. Things that you are no longer needed for the direction you're headed, we want to still hold on to. Why? And that's why it doesn't work. That's why there's so much chaos. That's why there's so much confusion. And like I said, God is not the author of chaos or confusion. So if there's confusion and chaos in the midst, God is not in that. He's not going to bless that mess. Know that. So with that being said, angels, yes, we are hitting the ground running with the first episode of 2023. I hope you beautiful angels have enjoyed it. I have some surprises for you guys. I don't want to be that person, but I am today because I have some really exciting things in store for you guys, like legit, for this entire year. You guys are really going to love it. So I love you, beautiful angels, so much. And I will speak to you guys in my next episode. Mwah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.